Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Shviz, Daf Yud, in the Oizvader edition. Perek Sheni, beginning of Halacha Gimel, in the bottom of Tes, Amud Beis. Says the Mishnah, Mizamim et hanetios. Netios, as we learned earlier, are young trees. And for young trees, you're allowed to do the following avoidance. The first one is Mizamim, and that means when the peel of the branch falls off, they fertilize it in order for it to grow back. And Korchim Oisom. Korchim also means you wrap it, and that's to protect the tree from the sun. Continue the view with Aleph, the koitrim oisom, removing the top of the branches they need to take out. The oisim lam batim, it's a small fence around the tree. Umashkim oisom, and you can also water it, and all these you can do out Rosh Hashanah until Rosh Hashanah comes. You don't have to do the time before Rosh Hashanah to stop. Not only you could water the tree before Shemitah, but even in Shemitah itself you could water it. But you have to do it b'shinui. Don't water directly the way they do it usually during the year, which is watering the trunk and then the entire tree enjoys it. But put it on the noif, put it on the branches, on the leaves that go out of the tree, and then it's going to fall to the main part of the tree. Kadin is the Mishnah, sakin esapagim uminakim oisom. When you have unripe figs, you can put oil on it and make a small hole in it in order for it to grow better, ad Rosh Hashanah, and not after. Pogev shvis, shenichasu l'shvis. If you have these unripe figs that grew before Shemitah, but they're continuing to grow on Shemitah, v'shel shvis shiyotzu l'moyseh shvis. Or you have fruits of Shemitah that grew to after Shemitah. In both cases, lo yisochi v'lo yiminakvi moyseh. You're not allowed to oil it. And now I'll make hole in it. If it belongs to Shemitah, either from before or after, then you now I'll do the Avodas, and we'll see in the Gemara another way to read this part of the Mishnah. If it's a place where that's the normal way of taking care of the fruits, you put the oil on it, so then it is ain't sachin. Then you're not allowed to do the sachin for these fruits in Shemitah. If it is Avodah, you now I'll do Avodah in Shemitah. But if it's a place where you never put oil on the fruits, so then it's not an avoida, so can you allow to do it in this case, in this place. Rav Shimon says, once Shemitah ended, you're allowed to do avoida on the tree. There's no gedusha to the fruits of Shemitah. It's only an obligation not to work on Shemitah. But once Shemitah ended, the fruits that came out of Shemitah, you could work on them. Continues the one that says, we learned before, you ought to fertilize the branches that were peeled. Says the one, our Mishnah is Rebbe. Brown Karabonim, according to Rabbonon, Mizamim Mitalim Beshvis. You allow to do Mizamim even in Shemitah, because it's protect the tree. And you also can do Mitalim, which means to remove the worms from the tree. Avaloi b'moyed, but you don't now do in Chol HaMoed, even though it's to just protect the tree. Waiting 1 week won't ruin the tree. For the Shemitah, which is a full year, you can't wait. Kan dekan ein migazmim. That even on Shemitah, you're not allowed to do migazmim, which means to cut branches in order to have more grow. Aval noitelu taroye, you're allowed to remove the worms that you see. Meaning, in any case, you're not allowed to do metal, you're not allowed to remove the worms. If you see the worm, you're allowed to remove the worm. Why regarding zium, when you fertilize the tree, you're allowed to do that on Shemitah according to Rabbanan. But Oisalabai, which is a fence around the tree, that Rabbanan did not disagree with Rebbe, and they said he can't do in Shemitah. What's the difference between the two? Answers the Gemara. Hamizoyim in order kemoishim shoymer. To put the fertilizing on the tree is just to protect the tree and not allow it to die. It's like putting a guard in it. When you put a fence, that adds shade to the tree, and it makes the tree grow better. And this is the rule that we're using in trees the whole time. You're allowed to protect things not to get ruined, but you're not allowed to make them grow better on Shemitah. Continues the one in Daf Yudam with base, Tamatrin, we learned over there. Someone who needs branches, needs pieces of wood, so he takes wood out of the tree, out of the olive tree. He should not cover it with offer with earth. He can put stones, he can put straw. What's the difference between straw that you're allowed to do and earth you're not allowed to do? Says he wants a similar answer. Kosher, when you put straw, is like putting a guard over there, you're just keeping this existing tree. Afar, when you have earth, oisilotino, it creates thickness to it. It becomes a moist mud. And what does that do? V'gdeilo mechamos, it grows better because of it, and then you cannot do in Shemitah. Says the Gemara, Tani Rabbi Yossi ben Kupor, Oymim Mishum, Abelozo ben Shemoya. B'tshama Oymim, Mashka la'noyfe yoyre de la'ikor, you water the branches and it goes to the trunk. B'tshil Oymim, Mashka ben la'noyfe ben la'ikor, B'tshil disagree and say, you can water the entire tree. Meaning, in our Mishnah, we learned that you allow to water only the branches and not the ikor. Says this man da'amar, no. That's a machlekes b'tshama b'tshilil. But Shammah are the ones who say that you're not allowed to do it. According to Basil, you're allowed to water the entire tree, and therefore he's arguing our Mishnah. Says the Mordev, Raviyana imashke besali. Even though Raviyana holds that, according to Basil, you can water the entire tree, but you have to do a shina. You can't water the regular way you do the whole year. So how do you do it? You put water in a basket, and then the water drips from the basket, so it's not direct, not the normal way you did the entire year. Omar Rav Yaakov Bar Zavdi, Ravitzri bar Tavli, Mashke b'Tzal, also Ravitzri bar Tavli, also watered with a basket. Omar Avchi bar Bo, Rav Yudin bar Giri, Mashke b'Tzal, he also watered with a basket. V'Odar, he used to plow a little bit in the ground when he watered it, so the water will go into the ground easier. V'Chi miskaven l'avoy desorts, meaning why did he do it? Because when someone sees him plowing while he's watering the tree, they know he's not doing it to plow like a normal plowing. He's doing it only to receive the water better. He's not doing it for avodah zarah, it's for his mutter. B'yom devchia barbo avu mashkin diklayo peknish techato vechavarto. In the days of chia barbo, when the trees are about to die, people would water the trees. Knish techato, it's a type of broom, a new broom. Vechavarto, it's branches which are tied together. Meaning doing it not in the normal way to do the entire year, did it a different way. And then he allowed him to water the trees in order to save the tree from dying. Continues the Gemara, according to the Mishnah, Sakin and Sapagin, you're allowed to put oil on the unripe figs. Anatani and Sakin and Sapagin. We learned that you do the Pagim, and that's what you could do until Rosh Hashanah, but after Rosh Hashanah you can. I mean, the way we read the Mishnah, there's a comma. You're allowed to put oil on the unripe figs until Rosh Hashanah. The fruits that grow into Rosh Hashanah, and the fruits that grow from Shemitah, after Shemitah, both of them you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to put oil on them. Tani Devi Rebbe, the way Rebbe learned it, Ve'eluhem, what are the figs that you are allowed to put in them oil? Pagerev Shmiz, Shenichasul Shmiz. The figs that grew from before Shemitah into Shemitah. Meaning he's reading the Mishnah different the way we read. It's all one long sentence. The Mishnah is telling us, you are allowed to oil the figs until Rosh Hashanah. Which ones? Pagerev Shmiz, Shenichasul Shmiz. Meaning these are the ones you could continue oiling them, even if they came into Shemitah. Arguing with a simple reading of the Mishnah. Rabbi Lazar Kemestisan. Rabbi Lazar learns the way we read the Mishnah. In other words, the way our Mishnah is written, which is, you could do it till Rosh Hashanah, and that's it. And if it grew into Shemitah, you're not allowed to put oil on them. Rabbi Yochanan Ke'ado Detani Teve Rebbe. And Rabbi Yochanan agreed with Rebbe. Al Dai Tede Rabbi Lazar, Kurt Rabbi Lazar, they read the Mishnah the way our Mishnah reads. Lo'ibai Abiyudu El Akel. So then Rabbi Yudo, who said in the Mishnah, that if it's a place where you never oil the fruits, so you're allowed to oil the fruits, it's coming to be Mika. We said you're not allowed to oil at all in Shemitah. Because the reason it says, if it's not a place where you usually oil, you're allowed to oil in Shemitah, it's coming to be Mika. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi is coming to be Machmir. Because we said, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the way Rabbi Yochanan reads the Mishnah, like Rabbi reads the Mishnah, as you're saying, you're allowed to oil the figs even when they go into Shemitah. The only thing you're not allowed to do is fruits that grew in Shemitah, you're not allowed to oil them after Shemitah. But the fruits that grew before Shemitah, you're allowed to oil in Shemitah itself. So then Abudah says, only a place where the never oil, you're allowed to oil, Abudah is coming to be more machmir, to be more stringent. It says, no, don't tell me you can oil the fruits whatever you want. You can oil the fruits only in a place where the minig is not to oil. But in a place where the minig is to oil, you're not allowed to oil, meaning Abudah is coming to be machmir and tanakama. So we have two ways to understand this Mishnah, two ways to read it. Either they're saying that the oiling of the fruits is only until Shemitah and not more. And then if any fruits grew into Shemitah, or grew in Shemitah, came out of Shemitah, you're not allowed to oil it. Or we're saying you're allowed to oil any fruits that grew before Shemitah, even on Shemitah itself. Only thing you're not allowed to oil is fruits that grew on Shemitah. You're not allowed to oil them even after Shemitah. And this is what we have from Shimon. And in the Mishnah it says, no, you're allowed to oil it because after Shemitah there's no Gedusha anymore. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Shviz Daf Yud.